Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for allowing me to see myself the way you see me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. First, give honor to God, who's the head of our life. Welcome, 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 Worldwide Gospel Connection. The scripture for this morning is 1 John 4:19. We love because he first loved us. Again, John 1, 1 John 4:19. We love because he first loved us. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. First one to speak, or if you need prayer.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Pastor Donnell Douglas. That lovely voice that you guys just heard, the voice that you just, I am Apostle Donnell Douglas. My wife said, correct that. Yes, 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 baby, yes, baby. I am Apostle Donnell Douglas, along with none other than the co-host and the pastor of the Abba House International, as well as the my boo thing, my love of my life, the one that keeps me on the right track, none other than Kashima Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis. We thank you guys so much for tuning in and joining in with us on this morning. We're just excited about what the Lord has to say on this morning to us and through us on the broadcast on this morning. Listen, guys, call a friend, call a neighbor, let them know that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. Please make sure you tell them to call in. That number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 for prayer. Or if you guys just want to share your testimony, or maybe you have something that you want to say about the broadcast, how the broadcast is blessing you, we'll be glad to allow you guys that time to come on board and to say what you have to say. But listen, before we go any further, let us go into effectual fervent prayer. Let us talk to the Lord. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity and this time to come before you in the presence of these your people. Father, we pray today, God, that something is said, something is done on the broadcast. Maybe a song is prayed, maybe a scripture is shared that will increase them for coming. Father, our prayer this morning, God, is that you would give them strength, life, and hope on this morning. Build them up on their leaning side. And let them know that even in this, you are God, and you are God all by yourself. Father, we pray for the noisome pestilence that is keeping them from hearing your word on this morning. God, we thank you for silencing the chaos, God, that the enemy may try to bring against their life. We pray against anything, God, that is across their hearts or on their hearts or in their hearts, God, that is keeping them from feeling your presence on this morning. God, we ask that you would speak life and speak life more abundantly into the lives and mindsets of those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning. And in the mighty name of Jesus is this prayer submitted unto you, because we know that it is in you we live, it is in you we breathe, it is in you we have our being. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Guys, we thank you so much again. We thank you so much again for joining us on this morning. We want to make sure also that we acknowledge those countries that are listening. And we thank you guys for partnering up with us every day here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Listen, we understand that the job that you have overseas, where you are converting those and you're presenting Christ to those that are in the rural countries across this world, we thank you for putting your hand to the plow and not taking it down. You're consistently and constantly pushing and driving to get to the place where you need to be. So we thank you for your consistent obedience. We thank you for your consistent task and continuing to fight and to push and to drive and to do what God has laid on your heart to do. And that is to worship and praise and convert those who need to be converted. We understand that your job is hard because the taskmasters of that place, of that era, of that area, of that region is making that, does not make your job easy. It does not make your job easy. But we understand that we serve a God that is greater than whatever the issue or circumstances are. And know that you have a company of people that are praying. All those that are under the sound of our voice are praying for you. We're interceding for you. We're talking to the Lord on your behalf. and know that, well, one put 1,000 a flight, two will put 10,000 a flight. Just imagine all of these voices connecting together and praying that the Lord will move by his power and by his strength on your behalf. Listen, we thank you guys so much. Continue to listen in. Continue to share the broadcast. Continue to share the number. Continue to share by coming on and listening in and partnering up with us. And we thank you so very much. And we ask that God will continue to bless and keep you is our prayer. So let us acknowledge those countries on this morning. Let us acknowledge all countries on this morning. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Kenya. We have Guyana, Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Germany. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Bulgaria. We have Russia. And we have Mexico. Thank you guys so much again. We appreciate you. And always know that we're praying for you and that God's hand is on your life and on your ministries that's overseas. Thank you so much again. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, a great musical break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can.
Come on, let it know.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell me.
Here I am. Here I am.
Amen, amen. Welcome back, welcome back. I Give Myself Away. That's one of our favorite songs. It is Testimony. I'm sorry, Wisdom Wednesday. Come on in, come on in and hear a word, share a word, and let's lift each other up.
Amen, amen, amen. Like my wife said, today is Testimony Tuesday. Today is Testimony Tuesday. And one of the things that
Wisdom Wednesday.
I'm sorry. Thank you for correcting me. It is Wisdom Wednesday. I shared something last night on our viral Bible study. I believe it's worthy to reshare with you guys on this morning. I promise you I won't be below foot for you guys long. I just want to put this in your spirit. Just want to put this in your spirit on this morning. John 14:1 says this to us. It says, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Also believe in me. I'm going to say that again. John 14:1 says, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Also believe in me. Now, one of the most important things that we need to point out is that word that is being spoke to us is being spoke to us by Jesus. He is encouraging us, I believe, in a way, that as a body of believers, we needed to hear, comprehend, and understand that what God is saying to us is that no matter where we may find ourselves at, that He is able to bring us out of that place. I'm going to say that again because that blessed somebody's day. Regardless of where you may find yourself at on this morning, regardless of what your issue or circumstance may be, regardless of where your condition, your heartache, your pain, your frustrated place, your time of not understanding why I'm going through what I'm going through. Know that today the Bible, and not only just the Bible, but the words of Jesus. Now, this is very important that we gather this information because when you look at this, if you got one of them real good Bibles, it always highlights Jesus' words in red. Mm. That means that we need to stop and take a real good look at what the word is saying because it is now going beyond just a text. It's going beyond just the words and hearing the words of Jesus. Now is going into a place to where it is transforming our thinking, ladies and gentlemen. Because right now Jesus is trying not only just to get our attention, but he's trying to get us to understand that even in the midst of this, God is not only able, but he is well able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think. No matter how rough the road may be, no matter what your issue or your condition may be, God is able to step in. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. I was excited when God gave this to me because it started out as a Facebook post, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be honest with you. It started out as a Facebook post. I put the Facebook post up, and the Lord, it was early in the morning. The Lord woke me up early in the morning. The storm, there was a storm brewing on the outside. Now, the thunder and the lightning woke me up out of my sleep. And while I was up out of my sleep, I heard the voice of the Lord say, he said, I want you to encourage the people. And this is what I want you to say. I want you to write these words out, and I want you to post it because somebody needs to hear this morning. I said, okay, God, what you want me to say? He said, I want you to put on there. This is what he said. He said, I want to speak to the troubled soul. Mm-hmm. That's what he told me to write. I want to speak to the troubled soul. And he said, then I want you to put John 14 and 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Mm-hmm. Believe in God, you also believe in me. Now, this lets me know that even when my situation and circumstances get a little too rough, because watch this, not only did I encourage somebody else, but I encouraged myself. Help this morning, apostle, help this morning, preach and teach him this morning. Not only did this help me, I mean, not only was this designed to help you, but it was also designed to help me because sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, we go through our trials and our tribulations and we go through the heartache and we go through the pain and we go through the frustrated place and we go through the tears and we go through all of the mishaps and the misconceptions of life. And sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, it gets a little too hard to bear. Things get a little blown out of proportion. Life gets turned upside down, inside out. It gets turned into places that we was not designed, that we were not ready for. We were not prepared mentally or physically for this shift. But can I help you this morning? Can I give you some strength? Can I be the bearer of good news for some? And watch this here, the raiser of the head of others on this morning. God already had a plan in place. Come here and let me push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny on this morning. God always has a ram in the bush. Help today, Reverend, help today. God says in his words, he said, I know my thoughts for you. They are good and not of evil to bring you to your expected end. Touch two or three people. We're going to act like we in church. Touch two or three people and tell them, say, excuse me, neighbor. Come on. Talk to them. Say, excuse me, neighbor. Excuse me. I know we got social distancing going on in the church house, but excuse me. Yeah. I want to ask you a question. Come on. Talk to them. I want to ask you a question, and that question is, can you trust God beyond what you see? Come on here. Say it again. Say, can you trust God beyond what you see? Because what's the problem? Let not your heart be troubled. The beautiful thing about this is God is talking directly to your condition. Holy Ghost, you're going to mess him up with this one this morning. God is talking directly to your issue. He's talking directly to the place of the hurt. He's talking directly to the place of the pain. He's talking directly to the place of the frustration. He's talking directly to the place where the pain is, where the hurt is. He's talking right there. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Love that, because that gives me an infallible hope. That even though my condition or my situation may be a little bit out of control and out of hand, I serve a God that's not only bigger than my situation, but he's bigger than anything the devil can throw my way. I love this text because it gives me free range to work some things into it. Because what's here? As I read that, I was reminded of Psalms, the 23rd numbers of Psalms, where it says, he tells us in the 23rd numbers of Psalms, he said that though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. As you read it down a little bit further into the text, it begins to talk about preparing the table before you in the presence of your enemies. Come here and allow me to help you with the text. Even though you may be in a very terrible place and the enemy may be coming against you like a flood, it is designed that the enemy come against your life like a flood, because if he didn't come against your life like a flood, you wouldn't eat. Come on here, preacher, and preach that thing, man, this morning. If the enemy did not come against your life, if you didn't have a storm, if you didn't have a rain, if you didn't have a heartache, if you didn't have a pain, if you didn't have the enemy coming against you one way, God would not be able to send him away from you seven different ways. Come on. Let me help you this morning. God has designed and operated inside of you something that no matter what your issue is, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Yeah. The sickness is real. Preach then. The divorce is real. The loss of the house is real. Come on, let me help you. Let me bless you. Let me bless you. Come on, get in here. Get in where you fit in, as they say. The divorce is real. The loss of a mother, the loss of a father is real. The loss of a child is real. The loss of the business is real. The loss of finances is real. But the Bible gives us some clarity. And he says to us, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Also believe in me. When you believe, The Bible tells us, the Bible says this to us, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. Sometimes, my brothers and my sisters, we have to go through the unseen place to see God. God, that blessed my soul just now. Sometimes, people of God, we have to go through the unseen place to see God. Yeah, sometimes we have to go through the forest. We have to go through the forest to get to God. But see, there was an old quote. That used to be said way back when, and my uncle used to make this quote, and I used to try to figure out what in the world is he saying. He said, you can't see the forest for the trees. Oh, my God. Sometimes we're looking for the forest, and we're in the midst of it. God says, allow me to be the thing that pushes you to the purpose. Allow the storm that comes to build you in your most holy faith. Allow this thing that you're in, the trouble that you're in. Allow this to allow you to see me, even though right now you can't trace me, you still got to trust me. Yeah, it gets hard, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to just be honest with you. It gets hard. It gets hard. It gets hard because we're looking for God in the storm. Can I put a pin right here? Sometimes we look for God in the wrong faces and in the wrong places. Preacher, you work in the world. You work in the text today. We're looking for God in the wrong places and into the wrong places. We have to be careful. We have to be careful, brothers and sisters. We have to be careful. We have to be careful that we do not get ourselves caught up in that place called familiarity. We have to be careful that we don't get ourselves caught up in that place called stagnation. We got to be careful that we don't get ourselves caught up in that place called common with people. We got to be careful. We got to be careful because watch what the word says. He said, no man after the flesh. We have to be careful who we connect to and why we connect to who we connect to. Preacher, you preaching to them this morning. You getting them right and you getting them ready. Listen, you have to be mindful that you cannot connect with everybody on a level that God is trying to get you to get to, because watch this, they are not designed to be there. Touch two or three people and just ask them this question. Say, excuse me, neighbor. Say, who you connected with right now? Who you connecting with right now? Because, see, you can be going through your trouble. And because you're going through your trouble is simply because you connected to the wrong somebody. Sometimes you can be with the wrong person, and that's the reason why the trouble is so troublesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But know this, and this is my close. Know this, that in God there is peace. In God there is hope. In God there is joy. Only thing you have to do, ladies and gentlemen, is believe in God and believe that it is in him we live. It is in him we breathe. It's in him that we have our being. We cannot do anything without our Jesus Christ. Amen. So don't let your heart be troubled on today. Know that even in this, God still is in control. God bless you and God keep you is our prayer. Listen, we're going to go and take a quick commercial break. Remember, guys, you're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
body for him. Family for storm. Because we thank him in the presence of the Lord. No one had to say a word. Couldn't even make a sound. But I'd give up everything for this treasure of mine. I don't want you to go. My heart is burning in your presence, Lord. I want you to go. My heart is burning in your presence, Lord. And I want anybody feel like I feel in this room? Feel like I feel, would you cry that out in this room today?
I want more. Oh God, I want more. Jesus, I want more.
Come on, I'm the only one who has the burning heart. Would you say, I want more?
Welcome back, welcome back. The overcoming scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Again, Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen, amen. The overcoming scripture is a place of conquest. Those of you all that are under the sound of our voices on this morning, we want you to know that in this, it does not matter what your condition may be. God is not only able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Only thing we have to do is learn how to rest in him. And in him, all things are possible. All things are possible. All things are possible. We sometimes go through the storm, and we go through the rain, and we go through the heartache and the pain, as I was telling you guys earlier. But never give up. Never give in. Never throw in the towel and say that you cannot overcome this place that the enemy is trying to keep you captive in. Amen. I want to present to you this opportunity. I want to present to you this chance to get closer to the Lord. Simply by just receiving him as your Lord and Savior. Receiving him as your Lord and Savior. It does not take much. It's not complicated at all. I promise you, it's not complicated. It's not complicated at all. Only thing you have to do is just remember that in this, God is not only just able, but God is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. We have to learn how to trust in him, even when we can't trace him. Remember me telling you all that earlier? We just got to learn how to trust in him, even when we can't trace him. He is not only God, but he is a keeper. He's a mind regulator. He's a heart fixer. He'll step into your situation and change it right before your eyes. The only thing you have to do is just rely on him and know that he is there, and he's going to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. We just got to learn how to trust him beyond a shadow of a doubt. We got to trust him beyond what we see. So I want to present to you this opportunity. I want to present to you this opportunity. I want to present to you this opportunity. And with this, ladies and gentlemen, it's very simple. It's not complicated. It's very simple. I'm going to pray a prayer. And when I pray this prayer, I want you to understand that this prayer is your doorway. It's your opportunity to walk into the fullness of Christ, the fullness of God, the fullness of who he is. And by doing that, ladies and gentlemen, you will walk into a place of complete and total clarity when it comes to who God is. It comes into who God is. Now, I'm not going to tell you that it's going to be easy. This is not going to be an easy journey. I'm not going to sit here and put that into your ear that it's going to be an easy journey. Because it's not. But watch this here. With God, all things are possible. With God, it gets a little bit more easier. It gets a little bit more easier when you know who he is and what he does and how he does what he does. Amen? Amen. So here, in a nutshell, I'm going to pray. Now, I'm going to declare that same scripture that my wife read. I'm going to declare that over your life. Now, when I declare that, what I want you to do is I just want you to receive it. I want you to receive it. I want you to throw your hands up, and I want you to receive that passage of scripture as I declare it over your life. So come on, and just lend me your hearts for a moment. Lend me your hearts for a moment. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for these, your people under the sound of my voice. Father, we pray this morning, God, that you would touch them in a mighty way. God, do what you do best, and that is be God and be big in their life. God, move strategically in their life, God, right now. God, everything that the enemy has put before them to make them feel as if they're not worthy, make them feel as if they don't have a way out, to make them feel as if they cannot continue in the fight. God, on this morning, Father God, we pray, God, that you would send down thine anointing, God, and touch them, God, in the way like only you know how. Show up, Father God, and show out in their lives. Let them know that even in this, that you are God, and you are God all by yourself. And beside you, Father God, there is no other. Give them the strength to stand and to withstand. God, when the enemy comes against them like a flood, Father, we pray that you would build up a standard against the enemy. God, that he will not conquer against them. Now, Father, we speak the scripture over their lives right now. Lift your hands right there. Father, we declare the scripture over their lives, and we declare what your word says. Your word says that they confess with their mouth, as they believe in their hearts, that Jesus died and was raised from the dead. They are now saved. Father, we thank you for your saving grace. We thank you for your tender mercy. God, we thank you for meeting them and reaching them on this morning like only you know how. Father, give them the grace to stand and to withstand, though the enemy may be coming against them in every way. Father, your hand of mercy and your hand of grace is following them and keeping them and watching over them. And then for that, God, we give your name praise. And for that, God, we give your name glory. And for that, Father, God, we give your name honor. And we say, have your way. We say, have your way. And we glorify you tonight. We glorify you that's in this ninth season of their life. And say, be God and be big in their life. Now, God, we pray for every pastor and preacher across this country, everyone that carries this gospel. Father, we pray for them, God. We pray for every judicial and mayoral, God, governors, God, across this country. God, we pray for our first responders, our nurses and our doctors, God, that are, God, on the front line battling this pandemic. God, with their families, God, we pray, God, that your grace and your mercy cover their lives, God, like only you know how. Let their hearts not be troubled, Lord God. God, that they believe in you, God, that also they believe in Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord, and we pray, God, that you would keep them and protect them. God, is our prayer. God, they were sick and shut in. God, right now, God, we lift them up to you. God, we say, touch their bodies and their minds. God, we pray for the ones who are dealing with dementia. God, and all those other things that are going on in their life right now. Father, we pray that you would put your protective hands over their life and give them the understanding and wisdom, God, that all things are working together for their good. In the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, we want to share these three keys with our newcomers, the ones who have come on board to become Christians. We have three keys we want to share with you. Please lend your hearts and your ears to our pastor, Pastor Kashima Douglas.
The first key is to get you a Bible, whether it's King James or NIV, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. If you go in, please mask up and be safe. Also, you can join us on our house on Facebook, 10:30. On Sundays and 7:15 on Tuesdays. Feel free to tune in with us. And three, make sure the man or woman that you're under is not only preaching the word, but they are living the word. This is very critical since you surrender your life to Christ. One, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. And three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is not only preaching the word, but they are living the word.
Amen, amen, amen. As I say in the Baptist church, make sure you please govern yourself according to the announcements that have been shared with you on this moment. Amen, 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 amen. We want to make sure that we give you those keys, because those keys are keys to life. Those keys will help you. Those keys will help you. Those keys will help you. And he is not only able, but he is well able to do what we can't do. Amen. What we can't do. So we thank God for that. We thank God for that. Amen. So remember also, guys, this portion of the broadcast is brought to you by, this portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Corey Gift Against Bath Bombs. If you're looking for that Calgon Take Me Away moment, you're looking for that relaxing bath experience, please make sure you get in contact with none other than Pastor Kashima Douglas. You can do so by going to CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. That's CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. You can also reach her by text at 832-816-7997. Again, that number is 832-816-7997. Also, guys, the Facebook and the Twitter pages are going crazy. People that are trying it, they're really blasting those out. So I promise you, listen, you will not be disappointed when you get you some of these bath bombs. Remember, go head on and get in contact with her. I am a shower guy. I'm a shower guy, but I tried it for the product launch, and I'm telling you, guys, it even works for us. It relaxed every bone in my body. I'm telling you, it is a relaxing bath experience. It's a relaxing bath experience. You will not be disappointed in this product. Again, you can get in contact with her. My text is 832-816-7997, or you can go to CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. Please reach out to her and let her know that you guys are want to get some of these bath bombs. I'm telling you, Father's Day is coming up, and this would be the perfect Father's Day gift for your husband. I'm telling you, he will enjoy every minute of being in those bath bombs. I'm telling you, it is a relaxing bath experience. It will bless his soul. I'm telling you, it'll bless his soul. Listen, guys. Remember, we're here Monday through Friday, 5 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. We are just excited about what God is doing. We invite you to invite a friend, invite a neighbor, call and let them know when we're on the air. And remember, guys, if you need prayer, please make sure that you connect with us in prayer. You can do so by going to worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. You can submit your prayer request there. We will be touching and agreeing with you. Know that even though we don't reach back out to you to let you know that we're praying, know that we are praying. We're calling on the name of the Lord on your behalf. Listen, guys, we're just excited about what God is doing, and we know that he is blessing and he is empowering, he is strengthening us through his word and giving us the ability to continue to bring you guys these programs daily, weekly on the broadcast. Now, remember, tomorrow is Women's Day Thursday. We have an exciting guest on tomorrow. Please make sure to join Pastor Douglas, Pastor Kashima Douglas, for her Women's Day Thursday. I'm telling you, you'll be glad that you did. You'll be glad that you did. It is a powerful, powerful, powerful move of God every time our guests come on. And we're just excited about what God is doing in this time and in this hour. Those of you all who would like to sow on this morning, you could do so by going to your Cash App. And your Cash App is $WGC2020. Again, that's $WGC2020. Please make sure that you guys go to that Cash App and share on this morning. Whatever the Lord lay on your heart to share, please make sure that you share that. Remember, guys, we are a body of believers that believe in the sowing and reaping process. We sow, when you sow into us, we sow into other entities, other churches, other pastors, other people's lives. And when we take your seed and our seed, we take those seeds and we sow. Now, this is how you get your harvest from another man's field. that you did not sow into, because when you sow into us, we sow into someone else. And that seed goes to another person, and that seed goes to the next person. And that's how we receive a harvest in a field that we did not sow in. Amen. So remember, guys, those of you all who are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Please make sure that when you sow, you go to $WGC2020. Again, that's $WGC2020. Thank you guys so very much for this opportunity to share with you on this morning this gospel of Jesus Christ. In our prayer, something was said, something was done, a song was prayed, maybe a prayer was prayed, maybe a word was spoken today that encouraged your heart and encouraged your mind. And we pray that God will continue to keep his hand of mercy and grace over your life in our prayer. Continue to pray for us as we continue to pray for you. We ask that God's best be poured into your life and into the lives of those that are connected to you. You guys have a fantastic day. We love you with the love of the Lord, and we will see you guys on tomorrow. God bless you.
Your way, and you're all washed out, 'cause it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength inside, was it all in vain? 'Cause the deeper you dig, you find more and more pain. Don't let your tomorrow be like yesterday, 'cause I spoke to God, I called out your name, and on your behalf, I just asked if he would be there for you. I want you to
be blessed, long live life in distress. Just let go, let God, he'll work it out for you.
Never have to live a lie, never have to wonder why, never want for nothing, you're always satisfied, in the peace that his arms will provide. He will erase any guilt or shame, any bad habits you got, you won't want to do them again. Yes, we all can change, I can testify, see I spoke to God. I want you to just be blessed. Don't do anything that God would not have you to do. Be blessed. I know it ain't what you want right now, but it sure could be a lot worse. Just be blessed.